Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. 1 in 3 Americans are chronically sleep deprived. 70 million of us have a sleep disorder, and now as we spring forward with the time change, we struggle to offset even more sleep disruptions. Life Balance coach and wellness expert Lauren Zolder joins us with tips on how to reset our body clock, sleep smart, and wake up well. She's achieved remarkable success in helping people find work-life balance or increase happiness and heighten performance to achieve their mind, body, and spirit goals to become the best versions of themselves. Her clients include CEOs, entrepreneurs, professional athletes, and companies seeking self-care and life balance programs for their employees. How to create a wake-up-well regimen and help jumpstart your day. Wellness expert Lauren Zolder with us on This Week in America. Hi, Lauren. Welcome to the program.
Rick, thanks so much for having me.
It is our pleasure. Such an important topic, and we all lead busy lives, but many of us think that sleep is something we can actually cut back on if we need to. Why is sleep so important?
So Rick, sleep is so important, and don't come back on your sleep, people. Stay, make sure that you're getting your full 7 hours. But sleep is something that our body needs. So when we sleep, our body naturally renews itself and detoxifies itself, and it needs that downtime so that it can work. So you'll start to notice if you're not getting enough sleep, your body's immediately going to start to show signs of that. So you know when you wake up in the morning and you see those dark circles underneath your eyes, or
yes,
you have kind of that dull skin? That's usually a sign that you're not getting enough sleep. Also, your mental and your physical performance are going to be inhibited if you're not getting enough sleep. So you're probably not going to be as sharp, or your focus is going to be off during the day. And then in terms of long-term health effects, if you're not getting sleep on a regular basis, you're going to start to see issues such as obesity and heart disease and high blood pressure. So you can see why it's so important that you make sure that sleep is built into your routine and that you really make it an important part of your everyday schedule.
What can we do to improve our sleep? And I ask that now because one of those sleep disruptors is hanging over our head. We just lost an hour of sleep. What can we do to improve our sleep?
There are a couple things that you can do to improve your sleep. I always recommend both aromatherapy tools, but also some different lifestyle shifts that you can do, just small changes to help you fall asleep quicker and stay asleep. A product that I absolutely love is the Deep Sleep Pillow Spray by This Works. It's natural, and it's also clinically proven. It is a combination of different essential oils, such as chamomile, vetiver, and lavender, and it helps you fall asleep quicker. You can just take the spray and spritz it on your pillow, spritz it on your sheets at night to help you fall asleep. Something else that you can do is to make sure that you have a scheduled bedtime. So even with the time change, we want to make sure that scheduled bedtimes are an important part of our routine, even outside of the time change. So making sure that you have some sort of scheduled go-to-bed time throughout the year is very important. And you also want to put away devices about an hour before you go to bed. So put away your phone, put away your computer, put away your tablet. All of those devices emit blue light, which inhibits the production of melatonin in your body. Melatonin is in charge of keeping you asleep and also making sure you wake up refreshed. So give yourself time to wind down before you actually go to bed.
You said so much there. I want to come back to the devices in a second, but this modern aromatherapy, as I'm reading about this, what 89% of people fell asleep faster than normal, 96% had less disturbed sleep. Talk about this. This is natural, and it seems to be working for millions of people.
Yes, yes. So the Deep Sleep Pillow Spray works with your body's natural circadian rhythm. And your circadian rhythm is your body's natural body clock that is in charge of the way that your body runs. So really the rise and fall of your hormones, the way that you wake up in the morning and go to sleep at night. This product was designed and clinically proven to work in conjunction with that circadian rhythm. So it's all natural. And it's all these natural ingredients that are going to work. Your body is going to just eat them all up. And it's going to help you fall asleep quicker because it has those nice, you know, that lavender that's going to help ease anxiety,
yes,
and the chamomile, which is going to help you fall asleep. So you really want to use this spray to help you just fall asleep quicker and stay asleep.
All this information, by the way, at thisworks.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A couple minutes left in the program. You mentioned devices, and we all hear the device detox, how important that is at the end of the day. And I'm reading now, that's important at the beginning of the day because for many of us, open our eyes, and then we focus immediately on our devices. And that's not really the way to start the day, is it?
Yeah, not at all. It's just as important in the morning as it is at night. That's because in the morning, cortisol spikes in your body. And cortisol is your body's natural stress response hormone. You want to find ways to ease into your day as opposed to just waking up and going at it immediately. So a couple tips that I give for you to kind of ease into your morning, again, coming back to aromatherapy, this works makes the morning expert drops, which you can drop a couple of drops in your shower or put it on a warm washcloth and take a big breath in. It is a combination of lavender and peppermint and rosemary. It's going to help you kind of wake up and get your brain ready for focus. Also, you want to make sure that you address your skin concerns in the morning. So this works has a morning expert facial line that will address all of the dark circles and the dehydration, but also giving yourself time to burn off some of that excess cortisol. Move your body in the morning. So go to a yoga class, maybe sit in 2 to 3 minutes of meditation. Give yourself time to ease into your day. Don't immediately go straight to your device, right? So give yourself that time to give yourself a morning routine and then go to check your emails and do whatever it is that you need to do. That's going to set you up for success.
Important sleep tips. Our guest, Lauren Zoeller, she's the life balance coach, wellness expert. Many of the things we talked about today, you'll find at the website, thisworks.com. Lauren, a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Rick. Have a great day.
You as well. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.